Unity. Inspired by a similar event held in Assiniboia, attended by Unity Composite High School girls basketball, led at the time by coach Matt Poirier, UCHS will once again hold their annual Pink Game and fundraising efforts at their home tournament March 3-4. The intention is to raise funds and awareness for breast cancer causes. Assiniboia Composite High School recently hosted their 14th annual We Are Pink fundraiser in conjunction with a home basketball tournament, raising more than $5,000 as a result of their 2023 efforts. "It's been important to the players to continue the tradition, and I've been happy to support it," says UCHS principal and girls basketball coach Aaron Melnick. "I've taken my team to Assiniboia the last two seasons, and their tournament remains Pink. It was a great time, and Assiniboia will be making their first trip to our tournament this year." So far this season, UCHS girls have traveled a long way for competition, playing some excellent basketball teams all over the province, resulting in a 20-7 record so far this season. "We have a great group of athletes who are deeply dedicated to their team and working exceptionally hard," says Melnick. "It is a real pleasure working with young athletes that care so much and work so well together. I am very proud of how much everyone has grown and excited for our home tournament and playoffs. This is another special group of warriors." Melnick says the Pink tournament has a deep field of competitive teams lined up, with the Lady Warriors taking on Rosetown in the Pink game at 5:30 p.m. March 3. The players have arranged to sell merchandise and host a bake sale that night as well to raise money for breast cancer awareness. The team will also be accepting a silver collection at the gate all weekend long, with a $2 admission fee for the Pink game, to also contribute to their fundraising efforts. Fans at the Pink game can expect a brief pregame message to kick off the game and acknowledge the purpose of the Pink-themed weekend. At halftime, the game will include some entertainment that will include a mini junior NBA game, with prizes being awarded to fans in attendance. Following the game, Warriors players will assemble in the foyer to thank fans for showing up and hope to chat with fans about who they are playing for with respect to their Pink-themed weekend. Unity's Carrie Dresser is a breast cancer survivor and is also mother of daughter, Carlin, who played Warrior basketball when she was a student at UCHS and was part of Pink Day and Pink Game events. Dresser is a four-year survivor and says she was unable to even make the Pink Day Warrior basketball activity when her daughter played because she was in treatment at the time. "This is a great tradition, and I would love to see it last forever," Dresser says. "I get very emotional and teary still when I see advertising and announcements for the UCHS event. Raising awareness is especially important, and many people don't realize the cost to a cancer patient undergoing treatment as it involves travel for multiple appointments and treatment dates. I had a 30-day radiation regime, for instance. Not everyone has a place to stay in the location of their treatment, so it involves a lot of driving from rural communities like Unity. The physical and mental toll is difficult enough, but adding a financial burden to the health crisis is unimaginable for people that have not experienced it," adds Dresser. The Warrior alumni mom says she is proud of UCHS for continuing this tradition.